when you say them, they bring to mind immediate emotion, don't they? I mean, for me, I can pick the most obvious names. If you walk by me at any point in my life, wherever I am, I walk through a store, you know those little magnets you get with everybody's names on them, or your little key rings you can buy. Whenever I see the name Hope now, it means so much more to me than it used to mean. I mean, I used to see it and it meant nothing to me. It was just another name in the list of thousands of names. And now when I hear the word Hope, I think of a little girl, almost 4 years old, curls on the top of her head, complete fireball, doesn't know what's when she's being totally nice or totally crazy. And she is, to me, one of the most beautiful things on this entire planet. If you say the name Hadley to me, I mean, you could throw 1,000 names at me, but if Hadley is in the mix, it just, you can feel it inside. My heart just takes a little leap, and I just go, Hadley. Hadley's 8 years old, beautiful young lady, talks back to her mom and dad all the time. And captures for me everything that is beautiful. It's the same thing with Cullen or Cole. Just names to me until I took that name and attached it to a little person who was born into this world, who belongs to me. And now those names mean everything to me. Everything. So we're in the middle of name tag month, right? Got little name tags on and all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking about this whole name tag thing, and I was wondering to myself the other day, if God walked into our church, just next Sunday we're hanging out, and he walks in, gets to Tiffany, and Tiffany goes, what's your name? You new here? And he goes, oh, I'm usually here every Sunday, but this may be the first time you've actually seen me face to face. And Tiffany said, well, can I get your name? I wondered to myself what he might say. I mean, here it is, time for a name, name tag. And God goes, well, how long do you have? Because we got some talking to do. The first time somebody asked God for his name is in the book of Exodus, a man named Moses. God appears to him in a burning bush, and he's speaking to him and wants to send Moses. And Moses says to him, excuse me, who should I say sent me? What is your name? And God says to Moses, you guys all know this probably, tell them, I am who I am. Tell them, I am sent you. They derived a name from that which actually translates to exist or to be. It's just simply, to be. That's it. And the name that was derived from there is the name Yahweh. It's and we've got this name Jehovah from it, which is actually an interesting story we won't get into right now. In the very beginning of Scripture, in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the name there, the very first name we bump into that is given to this God, is the name Elohim, which is a very fascinating name because it is a name that basically means strength or power, but it is in the plural form of the Hebrew. So you've got this name that says God in the plural, we created. But it is a name that is given to one, to a singular. So you have a plural name given to a singular. And of course, we find out later in Scripture the mystery of how that plays out. In the Scriptures, from the very beginning until the end, many, many things are given to God that we call him by. I want you to sit back for a second. You ready for this? I'm going to read you a list. It's going to take me about, hopefully, 3 or 4 minutes, but it might take a little longer. These are things that are attached to our God from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to go in alphabetical order. Are you ready? Advocate, Almighty, Alpha, Amen, Angel of the Lord, Anointed One, Apostle, Author and Perfecter of our faith, Beginning, Bishop of Souls, Branch, Bread of Life, Bridegroom, Carpenter, Chief Shepherd, the Christ, the Comforter, Consolation of Israel, Cornerstone, Dayspring, Daystar, Deliverer, Desire of Nations, Emmanuel, End, Everlasting Father, Faithful and True Witness, First Fruits, Foundation, Fountain, Friend of Sinners, Gate of for the Sheep, Gift of God, God, Glory of God, Good Shepherd, Governor, Great shepherd, guide, head of the church, high priest, holy one of Israel, horn of salvation, I am Jehovah, Jesus, King of Israel, King of kings, Lamb of God, last Adam, life, light of the world, lion of the tribe of Judah, Lord of lords, master, mediator, Messiah, mighty God, morning star, Nazarene, Omega, Passover lamb, physician, priest, Prince of Peace, Prophet, Purifier, Rabbi, Ransom, Redeemer, Refiner, Refuge, Resurrection, Righteousness, Rock, Root of David, Rose of Sharon, Ruler of God's Creation, Sacrifice, Savior, Second Adam, Seed of Abraham, Seed of David, Seed of the Woman, Servant, Shepherd, Shiloh, Son of David, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of Mary, Son of the Most High, Stone, Son of Righteousness, Teacher, Truth, Way, Wonderful Counselor, Word, Vine. That's pretty incredible, isn't it? So what does he start off with, Tiffany? Well, let's see. Today we'll do Vine. Call me Vine. That's cool. Or maybe tomorrow we'll do something else. I mean, there's so many thoughts tied to this God of ours. In specific, there are some names given in the Old Testament to God that are very, very specific. We talked about Elohim, Elohim being the plural, but out of Elohim, there comes numerous different variations of this name, okay? It would take me all night to go over all of this, so I'm just going to pick and choose a few things. But out of Elohim, we have names like this. Elohei Kedem, the God of the beginning. So there's a variation of that. Elohei Mishpat, the God of justice. We have the God of forgiveness, the God of heights. We have the God who is near. We have the God of my strength. We have the God of praise. We have the God of my salvation. We have holy God. We have living God. We have God of gods. All of those are names that attach to Elohim, and you find them in Scripture. Elohim itself is used in the Old Testament about 2,300 times. So certainly there's a name attached to God outside of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. There's also the name El, which is a broken, shortened version of Elohim, but it is slightly different. And El is attached to a whole bunch of names that translate into the following. The faithful God, the great God, the holy God, the God of Israel, the God of the heavens, the God of knowledge, the God of truth, the God of my salvation, the most high God. Do you guys remember this word? Emmanuel, that is actually two words. It's Emmanuel. It's like El, Emmanuel. You with me? And that means that, what is it? The God who is with us. The God who is with us. So you have Emmanuel. You have the God of eternity, the one God. All of these names are tied to El, and they are names found in Scripture, and we find that about 200 times in the Old Testament. The name Yahweh was, in the Hebrew, made up of four letters. A Y, a H, a V, and an H, basically. And that's the English version of it. It's different in the Hebrew, but four letters. It was the name given to mean to be or to exist, and it was given to him after the little interaction with Moses. That name is used over 7,000 times in the Old Testament. It is the name given to God by which the Jewish people, Israel, called him. But they had such reverence for the name that over time, we don't even know how to pronounce the name properly in the Hebrew because they stopped pronouncing it because they wouldn't even speak it. Because when it was spoken, there was such power in the name that they just didn't mess with it. And when they wrote it, they would write it and they would leave out letters so that they never completely wrote it out either, because even writing it on paper was too much to bear because it was so powerful, so strong. I wonder sometimes in all of the experiences of the Hebrew nation, what led them to find such power in that name? I wonder sometimes little moments that happened where the big things didn't happen. It sparks a story in my mind. If you go to John chapter 18, don't do that right now, but you can turn there at some point when you get a chance. In the beginning of John chapter 18, Jesus is about to be arrested, okay? They're in the garden, and is it 700 soldiers? I think it's 700. It might be 300. I'll check on that. But it's either 300 or 700 soldiers show up to arrest Jesus, okay? And Judas comes and kisses him. And there's this little conversation that takes place right in verse 6. Jesus says, "Who are you looking for?" And they say, "Well, we're looking for Jesus." And he says, "I am he." And as he says that, it says all the soldiers stepped back and fell to the ground. I mean, can you see that scene? Jesus is there, one man. He's going to be arrested. And he simply looks at them and says, "I am he." And they fall back. We don't know for sure because of the translation in the Greek whether that is exactly the same translation as "I am," the word that would have been used in the Hebrew. So I can't tell you emphatically right now that that's the case because I'd be lying to you. But it is very possible that the language he used there was the language he would have used to say that name, "I am the God." And as that name is spoken, such power and authority from Christ pushes the soldiers back and drops them to the ground in worship. And then, of course, Christ says, "Get up and arrest me." I love that. As God whispers to us, "Don't you dare think for a second that I didn't voluntarily go to the cross. Because at any single moment, I could have put the stop to the entire thing." The name of God continues into all sorts of other things. Yahweh actually turns into numerous broken pieces. Yahweh, which we add names to Yahweh, we start seeing characteristics of God. And technically, these aren't names of God. They are more character qualities given to the name Yahweh. But we see these different names. Like, for instance, if you find Yahweh Jireh, it is the Lord our provider. Or have you ever heard Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner, victory over us, raising up. There's several of those. This one would be obvious. Yahweh Shalom. What do you think that would mean? The Lord of peace. That's right. We have the Lord of hosts. We have the Lord, your sanctifier. We have the Lord, my shepherd. We have the Lord of righteousness. We have the Lord is there. And we have the Lord God of Israel. All those tied to Yahweh. And Yahweh being a name given, and then these character qualities tied to him. There's also a name in the scriptures that we find a little later on, and it is the name Adonai. And the name Adonai, best translated into the English as Lord probably, but it actually means master. Here's the interesting thing about Adonai. It is the only other Hebrew word that is also in its plural form. So whenever God is called Elohim, or he's called Adonai, it is God or Lord or Master or power or strength. It is always in the plural. And it's just an interesting way of tying things together. So whenever you hear the word Adonai, that is the Lord, the Master. As God quietly says to us, "I am your Master." So, we look at all of this. We look at all the names tied together. We look at all the things attached to the Lord, that whole list we went through. And then we jump into the New Testament, and a young girl named Mary meets an angel, and the angel says to her, "You're going to conceive a child." And the angel whispers this name. It says, "You will call the child Yeshua, Jesus." And that name, as given to this child, will become a name that through all of eternity, when whispered, when spoken, for many will become the very honey on their lips, the very soul food for the depths of what they need. It will become the dearest, purest, most wonderful thing to think on, to speak about, to worship, and to praise. And the second that name was given, that name rose out from the depths and became a name that for all of eternity would confuse millions and redeem millions. It became a name that is most offensive and most sweet all at the same time. We find out in Scripture, in the book of Philippians, that it is to this name, Jesus, this name that every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that he is Lord. So in time, when the time comes, there will not be a human soul that will not set a knee down before the Lord Jesus and confess, "You are God." In the book of Romans, Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, whoever calls on the name of Jesus and calls him Lord, he shall be saved. He says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In fact, in the second part of chapter 10 there, where he says, whoever will call on the name of the Lord, he is pulling back out of the book of Joel in the Old Testament, and he's pulling a little piece, and he actually uses the word there, Yahweh. The same word used in the Old Testament 7,000 times to describe the God. And so Paul, in essence, says, if you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved if you call on the name of the Lord. Those who confess Jesus as Lord shall be saved. And when you call on the name of the Lord, salvation will come. And so the name Jesus is tied to the name Yahweh. And they are one and the same. When you call on the name Jesus, you call on the name Yahweh. And when you call on the name Yahweh, you call on the name Jesus. And so we find our God coming out with all of these descriptive ways, all of these names wrapped up into the single point in history that says, I am the Christ, I am Jesus. I think about Hope. I think about Hadley. I think about Cole and Cullen. I was thinking the other day, every time I meet a Brooke, I get so excited because I'm like, you have my wife's name. Like they took it from her. It wasn't theirs, it's hers. It's always going to be hers. You just are borrowing it for a while until you're dead. Because they are names like that that just settle on the heart and become everything to you. And in the same way as I think about Jesus and I think about God looking down on us, you know, when God whispered to us, he said to us, I am your everything. I am everything to you. I will meet all of your needs. I will become everything you dream about. And isn't it fascinating as we begin to discover the name of God, and we begin to discover how God tied himself to all of these names, you start running through them. Do this as a project sometime for yourself. Go and find every single thing God has called in Scripture, everything that is tied to him. And when you're done and you have a list pages long, you try and figure out one thing he left out that you need, and I guarantee you, you won't. Because God covers in the names that he has given us every single thing the human soul will ever need. And so he whispers to us in his name, in my name is all that you will need, all you will ever need. In my name is strength and power. In my name is peace and quiet. In my name is redemption and salvation. In my name is love and justice. In my name is the impossible becoming possible. In my name is all that you can ask for, all that you can need, all that you can want. In my name is your everything. So as I think about Name Tag Month, and I think about how precious our names are to us and how much our names hold when we think of one another, and I begin to think of God's name, God's names, and as they come to fruition in this name Jesus, I begin to understand in a new, fresh way why so many in Scripture would write things like, your name is like water to my soul, honey on my lips. Your name is like a fountain to me. Your name is the bread of life. That is why the Scripture tells us, come together in the name of Christ Jesus. Or pray in the name of Christ Jesus. Or go out in the strength of Christ Jesus. Tonight, as we get ready to head on out there was a question asked in this video in the very beginning. I love the question. The question was simple. Who is he to you? Who is he to you? And that will change from week to week. Sometimes he will be Adonai, master. Sometimes he will be Shalom, peace. Sometimes he will be righteousness. Sometimes he will be the banner of victory, Yahweh Nisi. Sometimes he will be refuge. Sometimes he will be strength. Sometimes he will be salvation and redemption. Everything shapes as your circumstances you face. But I want you today, even tonight, even sitting here, I want you to stop and to reflect and to think and to ask your heart, who is this God to me? Is he honey on my lips? Is he water to my soul? Is he my everything? Is he master? Is he Lord? Because what you say won't matter, but what you do will speak loudly. And if God is your everything, then you follow him, and you trust him, and you count on him. If he is your Lord, then you obey him, and you listen to him, because that is what he deserves. That is what he deserves, because he's the creator and sustainer of the universe. May the name of Jesus rest on your minds, hang on your lips, and may it quietly this week become the sweetest part of your days as you think of all that is captured in the name of God, all you will ever need. Let's pray. Lord God, I can't even imagine the depths of who you are and what you are for us and to us. God, even now as I stand here, these names are just running through my mind. Adonai, Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh. God, I think of those other names: refuge, strength, power, redeemer, Lord, shepherd, friend, God. So many things, God. We desire so much as your followers to honor your name, to honor it, God. And I ask now for myself and for all those here that call themselves yours, that we would honor your name through our actions this week, that we would honor your name and all that it captures through our obedience and our trust, through our worship and our praise, through the things we do. May we bring truth to who you are by our lives and our hearts. And so, God, as Paul commanded us, inspired by your Holy Spirit, I just now stand here and lay myself before you. And in view of your mercy, God, I present myself a living sacrifice. May I be holy and pleasing to you. May you drive me not to conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but instead to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, so that I will know what your will is, your good, pleasing, and perfect will, and that I might obey you, Master, and follow you, Lord, and trust you, Savior, and rest in you. Yahweh Shalom. You are my everything.